Well, you know, my interest in animation began really with this magical phenomena that film provides of you move a piece of paper a quarter of an inch and you expose one motion picture frame and move it another quarter of an inch, take a frame, another quarter of an inch, take a frame. You're truly animating. You're giving life to inanimate objects or the illusion of life by imparting the illusion of motion to them. So it really was a fascination with the phenomena of apparent motion. You know, the idea that a second can be broken into units of articulation, which can be used to create illusion of motion or other phenomena. And it was the other phenomena that really was of more interest to me. I think probably the first film I made, I think probably half the animators in the world probably made also, which is you go in the backyard and you get your friend with a camera at the other side of the yard. You jump up in the air, and when you're in the air, he takes a frame. You move forward a step, jump up in the air, he takes a frame, each time advancing closer to the camera. And after about 3 hours of this, ultimately what the film looks like is that you flew across the lawn. So this idea of creating, you know, essentially alternate realities with these, you know, using these little gimmicks or little, you know, little lies of movies.